I'm Gordon Clark, and for this week's Kansas Wheat Report, we will focus on the 2026 U.S. Wheat Latin American and Caribbean Buyers Conference and the Kansas Wheat leadership that attended. U.S. Wheat Associates has worked to build regional partnerships in Latin America and the Caribbean for more than 60 years. Part of those efforts include connecting farmers, exporters, importers, millers, and others through buyer conferences like the 2026 Latin American Caribbean Buyers Conference, which took place in late July in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The conference included a cross-section of more than 140 representatives from 14 countries, including 12 U.S. wheat farmers. Of those in attendance, Kansas representation included Mike McClellan, a Plainville farmer and Kansas Wheat Commissioner, and Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations. The LABC offers a valuable opportunity to strengthen relationships, exchange ideas, and explore emerging trends shaping the future of the wheat industry, said U.S. Wheat President and CEO Mike Speer. The relationships built and partnerships strengthened through events like the LABC are a cornerstone of our industry's success by bringing together producers, customers, exporters, and technical specialists. We deepen the relationships that have helped make U.S. wheat a dependable source of quality and in-use value throughout the region. The first day of the conference focused on supply and demand, managing price risk, global trade flows, and trade policy updates. A logistics and transportation panel covered updates on how U.S. wheat moves to market, including the Columbia River, the Mississippi River, and U.S. rail logistics. An additional panel focused on updates on quality, performance, and investment for five of the six U.S. wheat classes. Aaron Harries of the Kansas Wheat Commission, along with staff from the North Dakota Wheat Commission, Washington Grain Commission, and Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association provided insights from their regions on the U.S. hard red winter, hard red spring, Durham soft white, and soft red winter wheat crop. The second day of the conference focused on additional topics, including milling key performance indicators related to financial performance, exporter insights, a freight market outlook, and investment programs available to buyers. Miguel Galdos, U.S. Wheat Regional Director for South America, noted that 24 different milling companies from South America attended LABC, representing an important part of the milling capacity in South America. While market outlooks and technical sessions provide valuable information, the relationships built during the conference are equally important. The event gives U.S. wheat farmers the opportunity to meet face-to-face with customers who rely on hard red winter wheat, creating a better understanding of how production decisions on the farm influence milling and baking performance around the world. Kansas Wheat Commissioner Mike McClellan said those conversations are one of the most valuable aspects of attending the conference. "This conference was a great experience and gave me a better understanding of the customers who depend on our wheat," said McClellan. Building those relationships and hearing directly from buyers about how they value U.S. hard red winter wheat reinforces the importance of producing a high-quality crop. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.